This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Thousands of nurses at two of New York's biggest hospitals are on strike. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The walkout involves as many as 3,500 nurses at Montefiore in the Bronx and around 3,600 at Mount Sinai in Manhattan. The New York State Nurses Association says after bargaining late into the night, it was being forced to strike because of chronic understaffing that leaves them caring for too many patients. President Nancy Hagan spoke at a virtual news conference yesterday.
Our sticking point is safe patient care, safe nurse-to-patient ratio, safe staffing.
The hospitals have been getting ready for a walkout by transferring patients, diverting ambulances, postponing non-emergency procedures, and arranging to bring in temporary staffing. Julie Walker, New York.
The American Academy of Pediatrics released some new guidelines this morning for children struggling with obesity. The AP's Donna Warder.
New medical guidelines say children struggling with obesity should be treated early and aggressively, and that includes possible weight loss surgery. The new guidelines say waiting to see if children outgrow their obesity can only worsen the problem and lead to lifelong health problems, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and depression.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. President Biden's in Mexico City, where he and the leaders of Mexico and Canada will talk about immigration, climate change, and the economy, among other things. President Biden walked a muddy stretch of the U.S.-Mexico border yesterday. He met with border agents, aid workers, and lawmakers, but apparently did not meet with migrants. Britain's Prince Harry is accusing members of the royal family of getting into bed with the devil, as he put it, to get favorable coverage in the newspapers. He's doing interviews to promote his memoir called Spare. This is AP News. The AP's Margie Zarletta takes us to the movies.
The Avatar sequel continues its run as the big draw for movie audiences.
Treat them as our brothers and sisters.
Avatar: The Way of Water raked in an additional $45 million this week, according to studio estimates, making it number one at the box office. It's earned $500 million domestically and $1.7 million globally. The evil doll horror film Megan debuts at number two, bringing in $30.2 million. Puss in Boots: The Last Wish is number three, A Man Called Otto is fourth, and Black Panther: Wakanda Forever is fifth.
The metaverse was a key theme during this year's Consumer Electronics Show tech gathering in Vegas. Taiwanese tech giant HTC unveiled a high-end VR headset aiming to compete with market leader Meta. A slew of other companies and startups touted augmented reality glasses and sensory technologies that can help users feel and even smell in a virtual environment. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.